It's Monday, the 19th of March 2012, and it's early afternoon. It's about 12:30, and I've just been to another part of Berlin that I've never been to before to buy my father a pipe. It's one of the things he asked my sister and I when we came over here. Many years ago, 5 or 10 years ago, my sister bought him a pipe when she was in France, and he asked me specifically to find him another pipe while I was here. So I was on instructions to find a pipe with a very small bowl, and he had an old one that he showed me as an example, and we took some measurements and I stuck my fingers in it to get a bit of an idea of the sizing. And I did a bit of research and I asked a cigar and whiskey shop the other day where I should go to get a pipe, and they told me. So I went down there today and saw a huge range of pipes. Never realised there were so many pipes available for smoking tobacco. Beautiful, beautiful pieces of art and craft. One of the things about tobacco is, unfortunately, it's not very good for you, but some of the associated aspects of it is really quite wonderful. And the craftsmanship that often goes into things like tobacco and cigars is really beautiful. Anyway, these pipes are stunning, and I bought one of them for my father. So another thing off my checklist, because in just a couple of days, on Friday, I head out of here. I leave here, and I must admit, I'm feeling a great deal of melancholy, and that's the best word I can think of to explain my feelings at the moment. It is melancholy. I do feel it's not exactly sad, just the end of a phase, and I know why it is, because I'm very happy to go back to Australia, because my life in Australia is wonderful, but I'm feeling a bit melancholic because I'd love to believe that I'm going to come back here one day, and I'm not sure if I ever am. I'm not saying I'm not. I think there's an exceptionally good chance I'll be back, but I'm not sure that I am, and it would be lovely to be in a space with what I'm doing to feel confident that I'll be coming back. And I can't say I'm confident. And that's leaving me with a feeling of melancholy as I soak up every last morsel of this experience. The great thing about being out of your home environment is you appreciate what you see around you. And it gives you a new sense of understanding of your own home. And I know that I'll go back to Brisbane with a completely different appreciation of winter that we're about to move into. And realise that winter in Brisbane is nothing like winter in Europe, or like spring as it is at the moment. So I'm feeling this desire to soak it up. You know, people are still walking around a little bit rugged up, but I'm just in a short sleeve shirt, t-shirt, and a jacket, because I really want to feel the brace of this weather and soak it up. Really experience this place for these last few days before I leave. I can't say I appreciate feeling melancholic. It's a little bit of a downer, so I'm doing what I can to shake it. But like I said, I can't honestly feel confident that I'm coming back, and there's a certain sadness in that. I really hope I can get my act together. The great giant epiphany that I was hoping for that might have come from this trip hasn't happened, not as yet. I never expected it to happen while I was here, but I was hoping that at least I'll have some indication of something unfolding for the next few months. There are a couple of little things, but nothing very definite. So I don't return back to Australia with huge confidence, unfortunately. But gee, it's been a wonderful time. Anyway, enough for the moment. I'll get back to you later in the week.